Has anyone ever said to you, it's just a TV show? That's when you know it's time to cut them out of your life. If you don't think it's just a TV show, you'll probably love my podcast, She's Speaking with Emily Hanks, and it's available everywhere you get your podcasts.
You guys, welcome to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. It is me, Troy McEady.
And Kelly Williams.
And we just want to start this episode by letting everybody know that we know that the world right now is on fire and is batshit crazy. So we just wanted to do a fun, classic Beyond the Blinds episode. A real, what do they call it? Rump roast? Is that the term?
No, what you're going for.
We just want to have some good old-fashioned tabloidy salacious kind of fun. So we're doing a Joe Jonas episode today because those Jonas boys are good for that, and I'm excited.
I'm excited too. I need to know your Joe Jonas thoughts because it's been a journey for me with Mr. Joe.
Well, Joe was always my favorite Jonas brother for sure. I always thought Joe was the hottest Jonas brother for sure, even back in the day. I think he's the most interesting Jonas brother. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think Kevin is interesting. And I think Nick, his shit is like kind of boring because it's so clear and obvious. Whereas Joe has some mystery behind him still. And he seems to be the messiest Jonas brother, right?
Yeah.
And I like that. What do you think of him?
I mean, it took me until quarantine to be a Jonas Brothers fan. So growing up, I was never into the Jonas Brothers. I almost felt like I was too old for it, even though I wasn't, because like girls my age still really love them.
Yes, I get that.
Yeah, it was that weird point where like High School Musical was coming out and I'm like, I'm in high school. Why am I watching a Disney movie? Like it was a weird time for me, I guess.
Yeah, I get that.
And Joe has always, to me, until he met Sophie Turner, seemed like a real tryhard. And it took me a long time to get behind him because of that. Like, he tried to have that almost Justin Timberlake, like, solo career before DNC. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, I remember.
And I was like, Joe, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And then when DNC came out, I was like, we get it. You're quirky. I guess I'm just a hater for a while. Like just a pure hater.
Yeah.
And then of course he's dating like Gigi Hadid and all this stuff. And again, I'm like, Joe, we get it. Like you're cool. We get you're a cool guy. Mm-hmm. And then I watched their documentary on Amazon Prime. And I was like, oh, I've just been a hater for no reason. Cause Joe's actually like, pretty cool.
Very cool. Like, I think he seems like a pretty cool guy, actually. And I used to think he was a tryhard too. Like, especially with DNCE, like he was so, oh my God. It was like, what are you doing? It was like he went into a Spencer's and just like ejaculated on everything.
Honestly, Cake by the Ocean is one of the worst songs I've ever heard in my life.
It's psychotic. And another, this is a full circle moment for us because it's another classic Max Martin song that doesn't make any sense because the man has never, even though he's been writing English songs for 30 years, he can't learn the slang.
I don't know he wrote that.
Yeah, he thought Cake by the Ocean was like a thing that we say.
Max Martin, what the fuck?
I know, like, it's like...
Thank you for all the bops. I appreciate it. But also like, what?
I know. It's funny. And then obviously there's always been blind items about the Jonas Brothers' sexuality. Nick has, you know, so many blinds about his sexuality. Joe has a ton. I know that there are millions of people that believe that Kevin is just like in this beard marriage and whatever. And we're going to talk about so much of that because there's so much of it in their blinds. But I definitely think, you know, just that whole Disney crew, just experienced some weird, a lot of weird trauma during that time with the purity rings and the, if they were being told to hide their sexualities, like the whole thing just seems really dark.
I think it's really disgusting looking back on that time, right? And being like these 15-year-old boys and girls, you know, we're putting rings on them to be like, oh, they're pure. It's like, they're 15.
I know.
It's gross.
And just such bullshit.
Right.
Like, you're putting a purity ring on Demi Lovato. You know what I mean? It's such bullshit. Like,
right, exactly.
It's crazy. And it's so manipulative.
I do think Joe kind of started to blow the lid off Disney a little bit after Vanessa Hudgens' pictures were leaked. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because he talked about that not super long after it happened. And he was like, we were all so scared because we all got called into Disney headquarters and were interviewed like one by one. Do you have photos like this?
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the moments where I was like, what's Disney up to? Like, what's, because I've always known Nickelodeon was like disgusting.
Right. And like, just the thought that we were so brainwashed that we would think that something like that was like normal to be like, to have these kids marketing their sexuality like that is like sick for one thing. And to force them to like act and pretend, I don't know. It's just, it's really weird. The whole thing just gives me goosebumps.
I agree. I agree. So shall we get into it, Troy?
I'm ready. Also, now by the way, I'm sick. I just want everybody to know that I'm sick and I sound like shit and I'm going to be pausing to gag and shit. And I'm sorry if I sound stuffy.
You don't. You sound like a beautiful prince.
Yeah. The laugh of a beautiful prince.
So everything we just said was opinion. And now everything from here on out is alleged entertainment purposes only. Okay, lawyers. Okay. So we're, let's start with who he has dated. Now, in 2005, he dated Mandy Van Doon. I'm sorry, Mandy, if I pronounced your name wrong. AJ Michalka in 2005 to 2006. Amelia Fan A from 2006 to 2007. Taylor Swift, of course, 2008. Camila Bell, 2008 to 2009. Demi Lovato, 2009 to 2010. Ashley Green, 2010 to 2011. And I do believe he lost his virginity to Ashley Green. I believe.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And then he also dated Blanda Eggenschweiler from 2012 to 2014, Gigi Hadid in 2015, Diana Sodre, 2016. And of course, he is now married to Sophie Turner. And I think that's why I like him, because I like Sophie Turner.
Yeah. And I like him a lot too, because he's, I don't know, he's the, if the Jonas Brothers had like a quote bad boy, it'd be him, right?
Yeah.
He's the T-bird of the Jonas Brothers, if you will.
The greaser.
Yeah. But yeah, you ready to get into the blinds?
I am. So we are starting in 2009. Great year. That's when I graduated high school. Which young heartthrob dumped his girlfriend for hitting on his younger brother? She's not as pure as she seems. She shared topless pics with her man's mini-me. And that's allegedly why Joe Jonas dumped Taylor Swift. I know I'm a Swiftie, but I do not believe that.
But don't you want to?
And somehow she became best friends with Selena Gomez at the same time.
Wait, have you ever heard the song Much Better by the Jonas Brothers?
No.
I'm sure you have.
No.
It's a Taylor diss track. It's and it's amazing.
That's
it's
probably like a why really, I haven't heard it.
It's a really good song. Like, it opens with him making fun of the teardrops on her guitar, and like, it's very like not coded, and about how like all his exes are friends and they're all fake. It's really good.
And what's it called?
It's called Much Better.
I'm writing
everybody
it down.
Everybody pause and listen to it before we even go any further and then come back. All right, now we jump to 2010. This former Children's Network star plays it straight by all accounts, except for one. Our sources whispered that this teen heartthrob is actually discovering his sexuality to be a bit confusing. Although he's been dating women, he's finding out that he's actually more into men. No one from Hannah Montana, and that is Joe Jonas.
Fashion Week. I guess this very attractive movie actress is B-list, but only because of the movie she's been in and not for any real acting talent. Kinda lucky. Actually, really lucky. Anyway, she was at Fashion Week and told everyone she was going to hide in an office and have a quick smoke before taking her seat. Well, one of the members of the designer's team went looking for our actress and walked in on her standing there doing nothing. Then the worker's eyes noticed somebody else was in the room and saw it was a guy who was definitely not our actress's rumored celebrity boyfriend. Not a big deal, really. Perfectly innocent, except the guy was pulling up his jeans. And that is Ashley Greene allegedly cheating on Joe Jonas. Ashley Greene had her moment. She fucking made a moment for herself. And I respect it.
She did. She did.
Like, Alice from Twilight should not have dated every single man in Hollywood.
Good for her, though. That's the kind of celebrity that I would hope to be.
Yeah. I mean, her apartment burned down while Ryan Phillippe was in it. Good for her.
Jesus. If you're thinking that this romance between the singer and the franchise actress is fake, well, you're right. These two have absolutely no interest in each other other than the increased paparazzi attention celebrity coupledom brings. In reality, she prefers more mature men. Actually, so does he. And that's actually great in Joe.
But I do think he lost his virginity to her. I think he said that, right?
Yeah, like, he has said that before. Yeah.
This film actress has a public boyfriend and a private boyfriend. Public boyfriend was set up by their publicist. The two are obligated to participate in multiple photo ops together every month. Even though public boyfriend is more famous than our actress, she's talking smack behind his back about how boring and pathetic she finds his work, how much she's helping his career and reputation, and how she can't wait for their contract to end. Whenever she's not with public boyfriend, she flies straight into the arms of private boyfriend. She's not very subtle about it either. She's regularly seen out partying, drinking, and playing beer pong with private boyfriend until wee hours of the morning. She claims they're just work buddies, but we don't think working buddies regularly spend the night together in the same hotel room. And of course, the actress Ashley Greene, public boyfriend Joe Jonas, and private boyfriend Kellan Lutz, who almost had a moment. Then Channing Tatum stole all of his roles.
You know that you're reading something from 2010 when it mentions Kellan Lutz, like, for sure. Jesus. And jumping to 2011, this looks like it would be a Ted Casablanca vine just from the first sentence. So buckle up, girls. Who is Priscilla's burnt up ex? Priscilla Dessert may have dated more gay men than most gay men have, but she has a few semi-straight ones under her belt. That's funny.
That's a good one.
Ms. P was in a relationship a few years ago with an equally talented and age-appropriate counterpart, but things didn't exactly end so smoothly. So are the two cool now? Hardly. While out at a Hollywood party recently, Dessert's ex was hanging with a bevy of beauties. Quote, "Isn't my friend cute?" one of the babes hanging on the dude asked him. "She looks like Priscilla Dessert. People tell her that all the time." P's ex totally freaked out the moment her name was brought up. Quote, "Don't you ever bring that fucking name up again around me." The usually chill dude snapped, "Ever, you hear me?" All the gals were totally shocked at the freakout. Sure, his temper caught them by surprise, but that wasn't the only thing. The chips are gossip savvy naturally, and when Priscilla and the guy broke up, she had been the one to play the "woe is me" card in the media. Priscilla Dessert totally threw her flame under the bus, something he was not expecting her to do quite so publicly. It's kind of why we heart that devil Dessert. From what we're gathering now about their breakup, we hear she's hardly an angel during the time that the two were together. Somehow her ex managed to take the high road, never commenting on all the negative crap that she said about him. Well, until recently. And that is Mrs. Taylor Swift.
I actually give Joe a lot of credit because Taylor did drag him.
Well, I feel like he dated her, unfortunately, during a time when, like, that was, like, really heightened, you know?
Yeah.
It was, like, dog eat dog when it came to her relationships, like.
And it's still very much a part of her narrative, whether she is really dating Joe Alwyn or not.
Right.
He's been allegedly with him for, like, 6 years, and people are still like, oh, I hope she has a boyfriend to write songs about. But during that time, it was like really bad. And she went on Ellen and trashed him.
Yeah, she was really irresponsible about it at that time, I felt. And I also think her team was forcing her to be really messy about it. Like, she was, it felt like she was being used, like puppeteered.
So this is 2012. Alcohol and unhappiness are a bad combination. This celebrity got a bit wasted at an event over the holidays and started spilling their guts to everyone in the VIP section who would listen to them complain about how much they hate their life. They want to quit their current project, which is not going well. They complained about how effing phony everyone is. They hate their photo taken. They want their family to stop trying to control them. They're not enjoying life in the fast lane. They don't like flying solo. And they're upset that their sibling is caught up in a fake PR relationship. Yes, there certainly was a lot of gut spilling going on. One of their friends tried to comfort them and shut them up, but they kept yelling and complaining, quote, "You don't understand. They're sucking the life out of me. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going into complete hiding where no one can find me." Well, except on Twitter, where they continue to pretend that everything is going great. That's sad.
That is sad.
Has Joe talked about like alcohol and drug abuse? I feel like he may have.
Did he mention it in that documentary?
I think he did. Or maybe we all just kind of knew.
Yeah, I know. I can't really tell anymore the difference between like the blinds and the, I forget.
Same.
But I definitely, that documentary I thought was really good. If anybody listening hasn't seen it, like even if you're not a Jonas Brothers fan, it's very, very interesting. And it's like, I thought it was really good. Really well done.
And there are two documentaries that are both really good. And I like that they really talk about the breakup and how Joe's like, that was terrible that my best friend, my brother, decided he didn't want to like spend time and work anymore.
Yeah. The Kevin stuff was also really sad.
I know. Poor really... Kevin. I have like a big crush on Kevin.
Well, he had a really great ass. So me too. Honestly, I never cared about Kevin, but I was like, he's the best ass in the band and nobody knows it. Poor thing.
Do you want some tea? I don't know if this is true, but it's some tea.
Okay.
So my friend went on a date with someone who they, I don't know if I should say his real name.
No, don't say it. It's fine.
Don't say the
name.
So they call him an uncle. That's how close this guy is with the family.
Okay.
And they were in town in Boston and my friend matched with him on Tinder or whatever. It was years ago. It was during when Nick was on tour with Demi.
Okay.
So Nick solo, Jonas Brothers aren't a thing, but this guy who they called Uncle whatever, my friend went on a date with him and he said, sometimes they don't even plug in Kevin's guitar. He doesn't even like really play.
I've read that. That's so fucked up.
That would be the best job ever, Troy.
I know, but how demoralizing.
I mean, if I could pretend play an instrument on stage and make millions of dollars every year, I would do that.
I guess you're right. Yeah, I would do it. I would do it. It's just weird. Like, I feel like eventually I'd be like, okay. It would be like if we were making millions and millions of dollars, but we had like voice actors doing our pod. You know what I mean?
Or someone who like did a whole script for us.
Yeah. Like some other podcasts that I am familiar with from my past that stole my old content. Yeah, some podcasts do that. I guess that's a thing. Maybe I would go for it. Maybe be like, yeah, write me the check.
Well, I wouldn't do it for a podcast because I don't know whether you like my personality or not. Like it is. I don't know what to say.
I don't know. The only thing that we can say is hashtag poor Kevin. And let's really get that going, girls. Let's get that going on the Twitter. We're jumping to 2012. What was a fading teen idol doing in a questionable neighborhood late one night? Catching a bite to eat at a local restaurant, uncomfortably posing with the occasional fan for photos, and scoring drugs. That's right. When he thought no one was looking, he met up with a local party girl who took him to the alley next to a restaurant. Were they asking for menu recommendations? Not unless they come from some shady character dressed in all black in an alley. The hookup girl did the introductions. The two men nodded at each other, exchanged a couple of words, and then exchanged money for a black plastic baggie. The whole deal took less than a minute, and our boy looked very paranoid, glancing around and pulling his baseball cap very low over his eyes. The man in black took off in one direction, and our boy jumped into a waiting car with a local girl, and they split. My, this young performer is quite the multitasker. Television appearances, bad music, fake relationships, and he still manages to find time to score a little something-something back in the alley. Time to go to rehab, bruh.
So I just looked it up, and in 2013, there were a lot of allegations about him doing drugs, but he denied them.
Okay.
We wish we had some good news about this celebrity, but there is none. His downward spiral continues. He doesn't have much of a career left, just a crappy TV show here and there. And based on his current lifestyle, he's bound to lose even those gigs. He's making a lot of bad choices, starting with his new, quote, girlfriend. She's also his drug dealer. He started doing drugs a while ago, but it's gotten so much worse since she's been around. Before her, it was, quote, just pot and cocaine. Now it's the white horse. That's right, heroin. Every day. We know you're reading this, dude. We hope that you start making better choices for yourself. We suggest starting with 3 months of rehab. And of course, that's Joe. His new girlfriend is Nastia Ho. What a name. And the two shows are The Choice and The Next. And again, like I said before reading this, there were a lot of public headlines saying Joe Jonas was doing heroin. And he denied them. He denied all those.
And now that I'm thinking about it, that documentary, it was good, but there was a lot of alluding.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of alluding to things, never just saying them. This actress is not shy about talking. You just have to start her off, and she talks and talks and talks about everyone. This actress is B-minus list, and I'm probably just saying that because she's so nice to me. She's actually closer to a C-plus list name recognition. Pretty good. Gorgeous? Absolutely. Always movies. Would you know her? Probably. Would you know most of the guys that she slept with? Absolutely. She talks about one guy she dated for a while. He was just about an A-list celebrity at the time. He had started to slip from his peak, but he still had millions of people following him. Anyway, he wanted her to try and keep their relationship a secret. He told her it was because the fans liked him better if he was single. It turns out that he liked for them to think that he was single so that he could keep sleeping with them. She says that when they had sex, he would only do it in places where he could look in the mirror. One time they were having sex in the back seat of a limo and there was no mirror, so he asked to borrow her compact. Yup, he's that obsessed with watching himself. She watched him crank, this is kind of absurd. She watched him crank call an A-list celebrity repeatedly and also watched as he called her and yelled at her and used words that she had never heard come out of his mouth before, except in a movie. It was then she knew that they were going to split. The way he treated that person was awful. Of course, that person didn't really care for our actress. Our actress also said that she did once hook up with a married man. In fact, it happened on her 18th birthday. The actor, who was B-plus-less with an A-list name recognition, who has one of the big awards, took her out for her birthday, and the next thing you knew, they ended up in bed together. He told her that they could never tell anyone because it would ruin their marriage, and that she should probably go, which was about 2 minutes after they finished, and about 10 minutes after they started. Okay, so this infamous lady is Camilla Bell. The A-list celeb that was slipping is Joe Jonas. The A-list celeb that was cranked was Taylor Swift. The B-plus-list actor and PM ejaculator is possibly Daniel Day-Lewis. That was a lot.
That was a lot.
It's like, it was a lot to say, like, she's a whore who doesn't stop talking. Jesus. She talks, and has sex.
How dare she? This young star is in danger. There's a huge gap between what is publicly being reported about him and what is really going on in his private life. Public, he's a clean-cut guy. Private, he parties every day and consumes copious amounts of alcohol, cocaine, and heroin. Public, he dates beautiful, famous, nice girls. He's currently single and is looking for a nice, clean-cut girl to settle down with. Private, his last girlfriend was a drug dealer, and his current girlfriend is a hard-partying older woman who's using him to promote her business. Public, He's healthy and well-groomed. Private, he rarely showers or brushes his teeth because his new girlfriend has told him that it's better to be natural. Public, he's a good Christian boy. Private, he's telling friends he now worships Satan's, he's practicing black magic, and has some sort of dark religion with his new girlfriend. Public, he had a wonderful Thanksgiving at home with his family. Private, he told his family over Thanksgiving that he doesn't believe in God anymore. His family completely freaked out at the news. He got into a huge fight with his father about it, and he and his girlfriend wound up hopping a plane early so he could go home and shoot up more heroin. Joe Jonas and Blanda Eggenschweiler.
That was basically a blind item kind of describing the way that we use the term blind item life.
Yeah, that's so true.
Like, that was kind of crazy.
We'll use that as an example from now on, Troy.
Yeah, we got to save that one. Thanks, Joe. There's a young celebrity whose eyes have been really bloodshot lately. When asked why his eyes are so messed up, he simply replies, "I'm sick." The truth is that he went on quite a cocaine bender after a recent concert. His heart rate sped up so much and his blood vessels constricted so much that he wound up popping some capillaries in his eyes. The bloodshot eyes will fade after a few days, but they are indicative of a much bigger problem. He's a drug addict and he needs help.
This is really sad if true.
Yeah.
This young musician / actor will not be spending the holidays with his family. He's taken off to, quote, travel. Want to know the real reason he's avoiding his family? It's because he's trying to avoid rehab. This kid is in real danger. He's drinking and drugging every day, and those activities have become more important to him than working or being with his family. These are trying times for his family. Yes, his family does know and they do care. They have intervened and are desperate to get him to commit to rehab. They're willing to do it very quietly so he wouldn't be embarrassed. They planned, and he initially agreed, to spend Christmas with the family and then go away for a minimum of 30 days. They had a rehab facility all picked out and a place reserved for him. They had his schedule all rearranged, and his website and Twitter account would have been covered to deflect suspicion. His publicist had the, quote, cover stories all ready to explain his absence for a few weeks. The only problem now, he skipped town. In fact, he skipped the country. He refuses to come home for Christmas. He texted his brothers, quote, "I'm not going to rehab. I don't think I have a problem at all. Stay the fuck out of my business." Spoken like a true addict. He's so messed up that he would rather spend Christmas in a hotel overseas doing heroin with a bunch of strangers than surrounded by people who genuinely care about him and just want to see him happy and healthy. We know you're reading this, kid. Go home. Your family loves you. So he actually had people around him who wanted to help, which is also sad because we've read such an opposite of what typically happens in Hollywood from what we've read.
God, this is really sad.
I know. I did not expect Joe Jonas's blind items to be this sad. And also, how crazy is it that NT keeps going, "I know you're reading this." I feel like I've never seen him really say that before.
He only says that to like a very small select group of people, I feel.
To like Hayden and Joe Jonas?
Pretty much, yeah. And like Zach.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
This is almost Zach-like.
It is very Zach-like. Makes sense. Here's an update on a teen favorite who was screwing up his life. He actually went home for Christmas. He spent a few pleasant days with his family golfing and skiing and opening presents and enjoying family dinner. But he won't be sticking around. He's going to hop on a plane early next week and go play around Europe. By play, we mean hang out with his girlfriend, a blonde, who he doesn't realize is totally using him to promote her product. He's going to drink until he's blackout drunk and do enough cocaine and heroin to kill the average person. If you are a fan of his, and we know that there are millions of you following him on Twitter, you can help him. Stop denying that he has a problem. Stop enabling him. Tell him to go get well. Tell him you'll still be there as a fan if he takes a break to go to rehab. And yes, his family knows about the problem. They have been trying and asking and begging and demanding him to get help. None of it has worked. They have made arrangements to get him into rehab right after Christmas so that he could spend a few months away from all the bad influences in his life and be healthy for his upcoming tour. He lies and says that he's not using. He says that there is nothing wrong with him and that he doesn't need to go to rehab. And because he's an adult, no one can force him to go. They also can't force him to stay. These are trying times for the family. They're supposed to be in the studio this month, working on an album and getting ready for their next month's tour. Instead of doing either, he is taking off, leaving his family and his team in the dust so that he can go on and party some more. They are furious that he is letting them down. They are also scared that they will get a call one day that he has overdosed in some hotel room in Europe. But he is young and stupid and an addict, and they have to let him go. What else can they do?
So 2013, Jonas Brothers did postpone a bunch of dates. And wow. Again, the internet was blaming it on Joe's drug use. And Joe said, no drug use.
So that must be what he means by like hold him accountable because he just lies.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So with that, we are now in 2013. This young performer is really depressed right now. He got out from under the control of his family, only to fall under the control of his girlfriend. She decides everything, what he's going to wear, where they're going to live, how often he speaks to his family. She tells him that she wants him to stop touring because it's too stressful. She presents all this to him as if it's for his own good, but actually it's for her own good. She is nobody, but she thinks she deserves to be a star. And her relationship with him is just one step up the ladder. She's the one who wants them to move to a place where she can be seen. She's the one who's having him publicly shill products with whom she's associated with. She's the one who wants him to get tickets so they can be photographed in the front row of Fashion Week. She's the one who wants to live together and engaged a reality TV show to film them looking for a place to live. When they go out for dinner, she's the one who calls the paparazzi to notify them where they'll be. In return for the tip-off, she's the one who asks that they always use the word beautiful before her name. She's totally using him, but he doesn't really seem to get that. He's terribly unhappy, but he doesn't know why. His friends are worried that he's not strong enough to get out of their relationship. He's not very mature, he drinks a lot, and he's afraid to be alone. And that's Joe with Blanda.
So it seems like these are going to be pretty consistent.
Yeah. And what do we say? If there's a consistent blind.
Yeah.
It's allegedly kind of allegedly true.
Right. And I feel like those, the last couple that we read from NT were very intense. Pouring his heart out. Please kid, get help. Like you said, we don't really see those very often.
Right.
This former A-list female tweener and still B-list celebrity / reality star used to be best friends with this C-list mostly movie actress. Our female tweener then decided to have sex with the boyfriend of the actress and called the actress during it to tell her. Yes, she was wasted out of her mind, but because of that, she has no female tweener friends. So the tweener being Demi, the C-list mostly movie actress being Camilla Bell, and of course the boyfriend being Joe.
And just real quick, one of the reasons we haven't done even a part one of a Demi episode is simply because we need to change all of the blind items to their correct pronouns.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say that because I know a lot of people want a Demi episode, but it requires us going back and editing 40 pages of blind items.
Yeah. And Demi's got some blinds. Let's just say that.
They've got a lot.
Yeah.
More than Beyonce, for sure.
For sure.
Here's an interesting peek behind the scenes of an international music tour. This famous performer is getting on everyone else's nerves because he isn't taking the tour seriously. He's drinking on stage, doing drugs off stage, and basically treating the whole tour as one long party. Why is he being so unprofessional? The group points to one person. His girlfriend. The other members of the group have absolutely had it with this girl. She stays in the fancy hotels and flies on the private jet and eats every meal with her boyfriend, all paid for by the group. She makes sure that she's with her boyfriend every minute that he's not on stage. Actually, for several shows, she was literally on stage, sitting on one of the speakers on stage, so the whole audience could watch her boyfriend. It was really odd. And members of the audience were asking each other, why is she on stage? Is she part of the band now? No, she just thinks she is. The other members of the band and his managers have tried talking to him about how she's using him and using the band to make herself famous, and about how she's a bad influence on him, but he's in denial about it all. None of that may sink in until he gets back home and realizes he doesn't have a record deal. And even then, he may be too drunk to care. And of course, Joe, Jonas Brothers, and the girlfriend is Blanda. I hope I'm saying her name right. That's a rough name, Blanda.
I think, yeah, you have to be. Unless it's like Blonda.
Oh, but with my accent, it's Blanda.
This blind gossip story is too big for just one post, so we will be sharing it in bits and pieces with you over the next couple of weeks. He thought he was so lucky. Big career, lots of money, big name, lots of pretty girls, famous and not, practically throwing themselves at him. Well, the lucky guy's luck is about to run out, because his latest girlfriend has a little surprise for him. It is something that will tie him to her forever. It's not something that he wanted or expected. Chances are he will find it more shocking than charming. So will you. So the lucky guy being Joe, the girlfriend being Blanda, eggish squalger, and the surprise being nude photos and a kinky sex tape.
Could you imagine if there was a Joe Jonas sex tape in 2013?
I don't know if I pulled any blinds about it, but I remember reading blinds about Joe being into like really insanely kinky sex. But like, I also think that that's a very common Disney kid thing, because they are partying and shit as like kids, and they can do whatever they want, and they have access to drugs and alcohol and like a crazy adult parties and shit. Like, yeah, I mean, it's like how we read about Miley, right? Like,
yeah,
you know, like, I guess that's not surprising.
Guess which celebrity's quote friend is driving around Los Angeles today in a brand new $500,000 car. A week ago, the quote friend claimed that a celebrity family member was lying about the existence of a sex tape because he had seen it. Just a few short hours later, he changed his tune and proclaimed that there is not and never was a sex tape. Huh? That's odd. What made him do that? And is it simply an extraordinary coincidence that just a few short days after this uproar, the quote friend drove out of a Mercedes showroom in a new car with a price sticker of a cool $500,000? We wonder what kind of cars the other players in this saga will be driving in a few weeks. And of course, that's Blanca. It's definitely Blanca, huh? It's definitely Blanca. That's my bad. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Imagine a world where people think that you're a nice guy, a world where your family loves you, where you're young and handsome, somewhat talented, where you travel the world and have millions and millions of dollars in fans. Boy, that's a really nice world, isn't it? You probably go to sleep at night dreaming of girls and waffles and money. Now, imagine that you wake up tomorrow and your entire world is in shambles, ruined, turned upside down. What will you do? Why, you will say that you had absolutely no idea that this was going to happen, of course. You will say that you are shocked and appalled. You will say that you need everyone to rally around you, support you in your time of need, and cheer you on as you rise from the ashes. Yes, those are things that you will do. That is the world that someone will be waking up in tomorrow, except that you know that he will be lying and faking it, just like his partner. Shady.
And Nick Jonas broke up the Jonas Brothers in 2013. Now it kind of is making like more sense, like mm-hmm. the lead up to it.
Totally.
Yeah. These two squabbling stars are at it again. The war began years ago, but the singer still trashes the silver screen maven at any opportunity. The singer timed announcing her plans for a new project to coincide the tail end of a press tour for her movie star enemy. Why are they at odds, even though they aren't even in the same branch of industry? The songstress practically stalked the actress's co-star, who she was secretly dating at the time. They got into it, several skirmishes, and the singer is still very bitter. And that's Taylor Swift with Camilla Bell, and the actress's co-star, who the singer used to date, is Joe Jonas, of course. Damn, Taylor. Like, let it go, girl.
I know. Like, ugh.
She really did trash Camilla too. I mean, I don't love slut shaming. Better Than Revenge is a great song. I don't love slut shaming.
I can't wait for you to listen to Joe's song about her.
I'm excited. I'm going to listen to it before we record Patreon.
Okay. Oh, it's so good. It's going to enrage you too.
You're like, I want Kelly angry for the pot episode.
You'll be like high spiraling. Isn't Hollywood glamorous? Some of you wonder why we ride young celebrities so hard about their drug use. Corey Monteith is why. So before you yell at us, quote, he's fine, he's sober, you're just a bunch of haters. Consider the case of Corey. Then go ahead and email or tweet one of your favorite celebrities listed above and tell them how much you are going to miss them when they die young in horrible drug or alcohol-related death. So this is the list of names that he has. The half-wit being Demi Lovato, the jokester being Joe Jonas, the baby being Justin Bieber. I almost called him Baby Bieber. Really fucked up being Rihanna, and princess being Selena Gomez.
Dear God, what a fucked up blind item that is.
I know.
Fashion Week. Which one of the members of this former A-list tweener musical group from Disney was being obnoxious with hitting on models at a show? It got to the point where he was warned several times and almost kicked out. He also tried to take photos of the models as they were changing. Ew. Ew. Gross.
This former A-list tweener and now just a celebrity who can't get his act together embarrassed himself last night by making a very clumsy pass at his movie actress ex that involved first a missed kiss and then he tried to pull his arm around her and she pushed him away. He called her a bitch and went to find someone else to grope. And that's Camilla Bell.
This former A-list tweener and now B-list celebrity looking for something to do says he has no drug issues, but he was a no-show at an event this week. His significant other made excuses saying he was tired, but she told one of her friends that he would rather just stay inside and do drugs. And that's when he's dating Blonda.
Zippy certainly has an incredible gift of persuasion. He is a minor celebrity who has been able to talk many male celebrities, straight, gay, and bisexual, into giving him blowjobs, insisting that it is some sort of rite of passage for them. He particularly likes young boy banders. Among his conquests, who are all more famous than Zippy. So Zippy, being Nick Grimy Grimshaw from the BBC Radio 1 breakfast show, the current boy bander who dated a troubled young actress is Max George, who also dated Lindsay Lohan. The former boy bander who claims to be straight and has dated dozens of young and beautiful female celebrities is Joe. And a current boy bander who had a well-publicized fake relationship with a pretty and popular female singer is Harry Styles.
And this is the final blind of 2013. There's an unwritten rule in Hollywood about throwing people under the bus. It's incredibly stupid to screw over people who are more famous and successful than you just to get yourself a few minutes of publicity. Then again, this singer never was the brightest bulb on the Disney tree. He recently did an interview that threw some famous people under the bus. Blah, blah, blah. Lies, lies, lies. And the people he talked about are furious. Yes, they know that he's a drug addict and that he lies about everything. But this excuse won't wash with them. They know that just about everything he said about sex and drugs and music and business and who did what to whom and when is a blatant lie. But it's completely unacceptable that his lies involve name-dropping them to make himself look like an innocent victim and to make them look evil and manipulative. How do they even begin to retaliate against such lies? Well, they don't want to give him more public attention that he craves, so they're banding together to decide on a strategy to retaliate privately. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. He really pissed off the wrong people. His punishment is coming. And that is when Joe did that big interview where he talked about the first time he smoked weed was with Demi Lovato and Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm. And Demi and Miley were like, fuck you, Joe.
Right.
As oh they should God. Be, right?
Yeah, like, totally.
And they're also like 3 years younger than him or 4 years. Like, you're expecting me, I mean, Demi Lovato could probably, and Miley could probably convince me to do a lot of stuff.
For sure.
But still.
Yes, Demi and Miley could convince me to literally like hop off of a bridge. I'd be like, all right, girls, if this is how we're doing it.
They'd be like, no, Kelly, it's totally cool if you do this. I'd be like, all right.
Okay, let's get it. I also, by the way, while you were reading that, I looked up Nick Grimshaw and just whoever, Harry Styles and whatever. And like Nick Grimshaw, just Google Nick Grimshaw and Harry Styles and Google image it while we're doing this. It's very, it's a lot going on. And also, by the way, we're now in 2014. This no-name girlfriend of this former A-list tweener and now B-list celebrity ordered some champagne via room service. The tweener looked at the bill and saw it was a $5,000 bottle of champagne. He didn't say anything to the waiter, but the waiter heard the celebrity yelling at his girlfriend when the door closed that he wasn't made of money. And that's Joe and Blonda. Blanda.
I just looked up those pictures and yeah, you're correct.
There's a lot going on.
We had to laugh about the reports of this pop star losing her virginity to an actor. Her first was a former young pop star. Her second was an older singer. The actor may or may not have been a very distant third. I feel like you made me read this one on purpose. The pop star being Taylor Swift. The actor is the Jake Gyllenhaal story. First former pop star Joe Jonas and second older singer John Mayer.
Whoa. A lot of heavy hitters in that one.
That's all alleged. That's all alleged. Yeah.
Answer in random photos. He went to two parties last night gathering phone numbers and trying to get someone to go home with him. Everyone kept asking him about his girlfriend. He said they split. End of the night, he was texting her and making plans to meet after he struck out with every other woman.
This former B-plus list Disney tweener, who sometimes on this big network hit, was dumped by this former A-list tweener after he discovered that they had sex with this R&B singer. He thought they'd just gone out a few times. And that is allegedly Joe breaking up with Demi Lovato because they hooked up with the rotted Trey Songz, who will get his moment on this podcast. Don't worry.
Absolutely.
Just to pivot to Trey Songz really quick, I saw a TikTok, and I agree with it, this person saying that within the next 10 years, Trey Songz will have a bigger story than R. Kelly.
Ooh, yeah. I could see that totally.
And we're going to help blow that up.
We'll help make it happen. Thank you. This former A-list tweener who doesn't work any longer and is out of money was responsible for the leak of some recent photos that have buzzed around the internet this past week. He was trying to establish a market on completely nude ones he is trying to sell. And that, I guess, was Joe was trying to sell nude photos of Demi.
That is the last thing Demi Lovato needed in 2014.
Right.
Which former Disney tweener / boy bander has been spotted at a gaggle of WeHo night spots? Is he finally preparing to come out? Yes, his ultra-religious parents do know about his homosexuality. This former A-plus list tweener has given up trying to pretend he's straight. He tried the whole beard thing for a while, but he wasn't very good at explaining it and never knew how much to pay. And I feel like Joe Jonas being married to a bisexual woman makes a lot of sense.
Totally, 1,000%. Apparently, this former A-list tweener, who now just seems to pose for paps on a daily basis, which is very true. He's been doing that, I feel like, for years now.
He
just
loves walking around New York. Paparazzi.
He's obsessed.
On his fucking city bike.
Yeah. He's like, look at my fifth crossbody bag I bought this week. See? Oh, that he split from his girlfriend. Hopefully, it is a split, considering he was shuttling models into his hotel room for 2 days straight.
This married former A-list tweener turned reality star would probably be less than thrilled to know his wife hooked up with his brother in a one-night stand before he dumped her. She then moved on to the other brother she's married to. And that's allegedly Kevin, Danielle, and Joe. And I don't think I believe that.
Me neither.
Everything I've heard about Kevin and Danielle is they met at the Bahamas resort. I mean, it's probably fake considering what we do like every week. I'm like, but it's true.
You're like, they met at Sandals and that's that.
That's that.
The girlfriend of this former A-list tweener was cheated on about 4 different times over the course of a week, but apparently doesn't care and is willing to do whatever it takes to get a ring. I don't understand this at all. Have some self-respect, Blanda. And it says in parentheses, they have now split. Now, this next blind, if you are a Big Brother watcher, is going to swerve you off the road. Parental discretion is advised. And yeah, we're rooting for you because you're going to have nightmares after I read this. Huh, here we go. Which closeted former Disney tweener slash boy bander was overheard talking to some of his friends at a gay bar about the time that he had sex with his current network reality star, who wants to be as popular as his sibling? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It is alleged that Joe Jonas had sex with none other than Frankie fucking Grande. Somebody lay out a bed of spikes so that I can throw my body on it and roll. Like, literally kill me. Slow and painful. Oh, my God. Fuck.
So is it safe to say you're not a Frankie Grande fan?
He is he who shall not be named to me. Like, I don't even say his name. I don't even mention his name.
I mean, I get it.
He's so unbearable. It was just the trauma of, like, I don't think that I'd have any problem with him if I wasn't, like, a live feed Big Brother person.
Okay.
So I had to watch him for 3 months, like, every day, all day long. And it was, like, it was unbearable. But, yeah, apparently he got to fuck Joe. Good for him. Good for you, Frankie.
He popped up on a Nickelodeon show I was watching with my nieces. And I was like, jump scare warning, please.
God.
And these are the last two blinds of 2014. This celebrity offspring of a reality star is making a name for herself. She's hooking up with a former A-list tweener, but little does she know that her younger sister, while drunk at a party earlier this year, hooked up with him too. And apparently, Joe is hooked up with Bella and Gigi. This former A-list tweener, not named Zac Efron, was hanging out with his drug dealer friend, who he had not been seen with in a few months. The last time the two were together, our tweener almost died. These really are Zac Efron. These are like almost the exact same as our Zac episode.
It's like, it really is true. Like, you fall into categories in Hollywood and there's really only so many ways you can pivot. And like, if you're like a young hunk, my friend Katie and I talk about this a lot. Like, if you're a young, hunky, hot guy, like, you're kind of fucked.
And also, being a singer and starting as part of a band, not many people end up Justin Timberlake.
Exactly. And they all want to be.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's so fucked up is I feel like Justin Timberlake has created like the blueprint for what they all think could be one day, you know, and it never works out that way. It just doesn't.
No, I mean, Nick tried it too. Nick Jonas. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like Nick Jonas's solo music. I can't lie, but he was no Justin Timberlake.
No.
He had to go back. He had to go back to the band.
He did. And even I can admit that nobody, you know, it's hard to compare yourself to Justin, talent-wise.
Not everyone has Timbaland and Pharrell on their first album.
Exactly. Okay, now we're in 2015, and this is a Coachella blind. The former A-list tweener, who has been a bystander while a family member regains A-list status, was at Coachella. And people were worried about the guy because of all the imaginary bugs he kept trying to get off of him for several hours. Oh, Lord.
Obviously, Joe allegedly has a problem at this point. But I am sure he's not the only person at Coachella trying to get imaginary bugs off of him.
Yeah, agree. And I'm sure that nobody was truly alarmed.
Right. This former A-list tweener turned celebrity, who has had multiple drug and booze issues since leaving the family business behind, is back boozing in a big way. The former tweener gave up using a glass about halfway through the evening and was walking around an event with a bottle of booze in his hand. He almost finished the entire liter bottle by himself. And that was him apparently drinking tequila at a Bootsy Bellows pop-up. If I ever drank any tequila ever, Troy, around you, I'm going to be mean to you and I'm sorry. Tequila and I are not. Tequila's nobody's friend, okay?
Yeah, tequila is everybody's enemy. We just choose to ignore that at times. This former tweener turned B-plus list supposedly sober singer was sitting in the back of the Abbey this weekend drinking cocktails out of plastic cups just as fast as they could be delivered.
Troy and I went to the Abbey at different points in our night.
We did.
It's all about drugs and partying when you date this former A-plus list tweener turned celebrity. That's why his latest celebrity girlfriend, who does enjoy drugs, is moving on. She likes to party, but not 24/7. Plus, she says the former tweener never showers and has no sex drive. And that is when Gigi was seen canoodling with ex Cody Simpson.
I always forget Cody Simpson is a famous person until you like read his name.
Yeah, same.
And I'm like, oh yeah, he like exists.
They tried to make him like the Australian Bieber and it just didn't work. And now I think he's training for the Olympics.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like a swimmer. And then I feel like they also tried to make him like a version of Jesse McCartney, which is so embarrassing because who wants to be a version of Jesse McCartney? You know what I mean? Like, good Lord. This former A-list tweener from a group made at least 10 trips to the bathroom while out to dinner this week. His girlfriend was out of the country, or she probably would have joined him. The former tweener had some of his family with him, but they were helpless to do anything because they didn't want to cause a scene. That's when he was dating Gigi.
Someone from the family of this B-plus list celebrity offspring needs to step in and cut her off from her significant other. He's slowly killing himself, and the longer she hangs out with him, the more likely she'll end up dead too. And that's Gigi and Joe. And I feel like that could have been a blind about Zayn too.
Totally.
Joe's blinds are so similar to other celebrities. It's wild.
I know. This former A-plus list tweener is a lucky guy. His drug dealer got stuck in traffic, so our former tweener turned do nothing, didn't have drugs on him when his bag was searched upon arrival in a foreign country this past week. I guess they have heard about him too.
This young model has received quite a bit of attention over the past year or so. She loves seeing herself in the magazines and to that end has made it a point to link herself to single men who are also celebrities. It's all a marketing ploy to her. She's gay, but thinks that appearing straight will make her more marketable and more appealing to both men and women. And that's allegedly Gigi while she's dating Joe. I think Gigi has probably made out with Cara Delevingne and maybe Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
But I don't think Gigi's gay.
I don't think that Gigi's gay, but I definitely think for sure she's fucked women.
Yeah. I mean, if I look like Gigi, I would probably fuck anyone too.
For sure. I think it would be, I know.
It would be silly not to, Troy.
It would be a silly thing not to. And we say this all the fucking time, but like, why would you be that beautiful, that wealthy, and that gorgeous and, like, restrict yourself?
Right. I mean, if another, if I am a Victoria's Secret model and another one approaches me, who am I to deny them?
And you're high on cocaine at an amazing party? Are you kidding? Let's not be fools. You know what I mean?
But I'm not going to call Gigi gay.
No, definitely not gay. Do you remember that Sopranos episode where Christopher went to Italy, but they never left the hotel room because he was so wasted on drugs the whole time? That was this former A-list tweener turned do nothing while out of the country with his celebrity girlfriend. He made like one event and could not be bothered to leave the drugs behind for any other events.
Although she walked in Paris, this model slash celebrity offspring was supposed to be at one other show, but canceled last minute because her coke use was out of control. Previously, a casual user, her boyfriend has her using almost constantly at this point. And of course, that's Gigi and Joe. And then the following, the former A-list tweener was stopped before he went out to appear on live television yesterday. A handler for the event zipped up the coat pocket of this tweener after spotting a vial of coke in his pocket. He wasn't the only one who noticed it, but he was the only one who did anything about it. And that's Joe at the American Music Award nominees. I guess he announced them.
Which pop star brought an underage date to the Chateau Marmont, then flipped out and stormed out when the bar wouldn't serve her alcohol?
That place is so rotted.
I feel like they pumped something through the vents to get celebrities just like crazy.
I think I saw my friend Corinne tweet Chateau Marmont. Is Hellmouth.
It honestly is. It holds so much energy too.
Yeah.
That excellent actress turned singer who I wrote about earlier this week has apparently been corrupted by the former tweener turned part-time singer slash full-time drug user. Drugs are not what she needs right now, but she has nonstop partied with him since they started. And that's Hailee Steinfeld.
I'm always rooting for her. Is that a weird thing to say?
No, I don't really know a lot about her.
I don't know a ton. I know there are a lot of blinds that she's closeted, as they are for everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she's just so talented.
Yeah, she is very, very talented. I wish that I knew more about like her in general. I literally know nothing.
Honestly, I think it's good I don't know much about her blind item life.
Yeah, it's nice to be naive about some of these fucking people. My God.
So we are now in 2016. Apparently, this former A-list tweener, who now sings in a different group, got punched a few times in the gut by this former A-list television actor who's known for his love of women. One of the women is a close friend, and the former tweener made some inappropriate advances. So Joe Jonas got punched. It doesn't say by who. And then this former tweener turned B-list singer in a group has a new girlfriend. She almost died thanks to him. She was... This is a trigger warning. I'm going to say that. Mid-blind. She was choking on her vomit after passing out from the drugs he gave her, but he was too out of it to do anything about it. Someone came through the room to use the bathroom and saw her and saved her. And that is when Joe was allegedly dating Eileen Kelly.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a really rough blind.
The circle of drugs brings in new people to your life every day. This former tweener turned pop band singer has been sharing and doing drugs with this B-list mostly movie actor who does the romance movies and has now kind of failed and now has a kind of failed franchise. And that's Joe Jonas and Ansel Elgort.
Who is also rotted.
Yes, Ansel is definitely a rotted. And if Ansel is doing the fucking, in my opinion, he's doing the James Franco thing, like running and hiding and dipping and diving and hiding in the shadows and not being too out there. He like deleted a lot of his Instagram pictures. And it's like, he's just a sneeze away from a full cancellation. He's not fully there, almost.
Dumois posted that he has a baby or his girlfriend's pregnant.
Really?
Yeah. His like
childhood high school girlfriend?
Yeah. Who like he, yeah, that yeah. Storyline. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the following blind, this singing celebrity is doing his singing celebrity sibling a solid by pretending to compete with him for women to date. And that is Joe and Nick. The following blind, the former A-list tweener who had a really bad drug problem has seemingly kicked it for now. His fellow band members basically told him he was out if he kept using and he vowed to stop and he has. So that's positive.
Is positive. I feel like it's like a weird thing. Like, I remember when I first started reading blind items, I would always read like in message boards and stuff, people say like the one thing that people can't seem to understand is that Hollywood is just all like drug addicts. Like, it's just everybody is a functioning drug addict. And like, it's drug addicts that are just in expensive clothes and like dolled up and, you know, covered in makeup. And it's true.
Yeah, I mean, I had a conversation with my nano before she passed about Judy Garland. And it's like, you get a drug to wake up, you get a drug to relax, you get a drug to go to bed. And then the next day, you get a drug to wake up, you get a drug to relax, mm-hmm. you get a drug to focus, you get a drug so you can go to that premiere even though you're tired. It's like, these people are just feeding you these things all day. And of course, that's not for everybody. Some people are addicts and they have to work through that, but you're set up for that lifestyle.
I 1000% agree. When Mariah Carey was on Larry King after her in quotes breakdown,
mm-hmm.
which like I hate still even calling it that, but when she was on Larry King talking about what happened, she said like, I just needed a fucking break and I needed to go to sleep and they wouldn't let me go to bed and I was getting 1 hour of sleep a night and doing these like 23-hour work days, and that she like, you know, escaped and like ran to her mom's house just to go to sleep, and they showed up at her mom's house to give her pills. Like, they sent, like, you know, one, like, a Hollywood fucking medicine doctor there to be like, this will help. And they were going to give her an IV and just, like, pump her with a bunch of shit so that she could, like, perform still. It's crazy.
It's insane. So Troy and I, when we do a live show, we'll fly in the day before. We will prep the following day, do the show, get there, what, like an hour or two early?
Mm-hmm.
And then do the show, do a meet and greet. And after it, we're exhausted. So I can't even imagine being obviously a trillion times bigger than what we do.
Right.
But I think it was one of our first meet and greets. And I looked at Troy and I was like, I'm really tired.
Yeah, I can't even, it's unimaginable. And to think, like, that's us going to a state. Imagine us going to, like, Copenhagen and then going to, like, Berlin and then Tokyo in, like, the span of a few days, never going to sleep, doing full 2-hour concerts. It's crazy.
It's insane.
Instead of a drug dealer, this model turned commercial actress turned reality star turned celebrity gets her drugs from this former A-list tweener turned group member. From what I hear, he has been relatively clean and sober as of late, and that's Charlotte McKinney. This former tweener singer turned adult singer has given up drugs for now, but has replaced them with the HGH and some steroids and a new addiction. Not Justin Bieber, although, come on, would any of us be surprised if he was using some HGH or steroids?
Yeah, Joe got ripped for a while.
That was so weird. I hated that.
The last two women he hooked up with got hooked on drugs. Let's hope this is not the case now that this former A-list tweener turned singer has tried to stop using. I don't think his foreign-born, B-plus-less, mostly television actress hookup could handle it. She isn't like her older co-star who lives for lines of coke. And that is when Joe first started dating Sophie and they decided to throw shade at the beautiful Natalie Dormer for no reason.
Can we go back to him being ripped for a second?
Yeah.
I just remembered it.
Yeah. He was ripped.
Yeah. Like, it was, like, so strange because the thing that I've always thought was really attractive about Joe, especially, like, now, is that he's, like, always been kind of a soft boy. Like,
he's in never shape, been... but, like, a little puffy.
Yeah. And I love that. And now he's, like, I wouldn't say that he's, like, a full-on dad bod, but, like, he's puffy and it's cute, you know?
He's, like, an in-shape dad bod. Does that even make sense?
If it does in my mind. Say less.
I'm, like,
fanning. This former A-list tweener turned addict turned guy in a band with a strange name shared a bathroom sink with and some coke with this foreign-born model slash former beard of an A-lister. The tweener and model first spoke earlier in the evening and then met in the women's bathroom of the restaurant where they were both dining. And that's Joe and Suki Waterhouse, who obviously they're referencing Bradley Cooper.
We will do a Bradley episode, we promise.
It'll happen.
This former A-list tweener turned drug-addled B-list singer was in a threesome with a woman he picked up with this former B-plus-list, mostly television actor, turned a long stretch of not much, most people would see, to a bomb of a network show who has been called the Scott Baio of his generation. Oh my God. Usually his girlfriend is the one picking up women, but he insists on being there. He will never stop cheating. And that is Joe Jonas and one of my many nemesis, Wilmer Valderrama. I hate Wilmer Valderrama, Troy.
Well, I know, me too. We're going to have to end up doing a Wilmer episode.
For good reason. It's not just like a random hatred of Wilmer.
Yeah, Wilmer's one of those people that, like, his antics only could have lasted as long as the early 2000s of him falling in love, I'm using heavy quote fingers, with these girls when they quote turn 18 on their birthday. Give me a fucking break.
Wilmer is a predator, and I'm gonna just throw that out there.
I remember when he and Mandy had a little Instagram reunion because they were, like, in the same parking lot or something.
Yes.
And everybody kept sending me those pictures and being like, look how cute. And I was like, he was her fucking predator. And she, as a teenage girl, had to go around telling people that her boyfriend wasn't a pedophile because I mean, the destruction that that man brought into young women's lives is, like, disgusting.
All you guys need to know, obviously this is a Joe Jonas episode, but if you want to know why we hate Wilmer Valderrama, if you don't already know, listen to his Howard Stern interview.
Yeah.
The end.
Nothing more to be said, yeah.
But seriously, guys, listen to it. And this is the final blind of 2016. This former family tweener who did the whole purity ring thing was awash in coke and naked women the other night.
And now we are in 2017. Not the happiest of dates the other night for this former Disney tweener and his actress girlfriend. He likes to keep his relationships off social media so he can hook up with women slash fans when any woman he is dating is not around. This particular girlfriend, though, went to her social media to put a stop to that by telling the world they are together, and he was not happy. And that is Sophie Turner saying, "Don't mess with my man. I'm gonna be the one to bring it to you."
I think Sophie Turner would beat my ass.
She absolutely would beat your ass for Joe. I can feel it. I just know it. She gives that energy, even when you see them on the street together. Like, she's like, she's like ride or die for him. It just feels like it.
Yeah, 100%. By my account, it took about 4 months from the time she left town for this former tweener turned B plus the singer to cheat on his actress girlfriend and take a couple bumps of coke after being sober for a few months. That's Joe with Sophie and the following blind. Probably not the best way to keep your girlfriend happy. This former tweener turned B plus list group member yelled at his girlfriend during dinner. Not that whisper kind of yelling, but full on yelling at his foreign born actress girlfriend. I think he wants to be single. He likes that much better. It's so funny reading blinds about people who are now married.
I know.
And like on baby number two.
Right. And they're like, they're planning to break up tomorrow. Get ready. It's been 10 years. This foreign-born Game of Thrones actress was honored at an event. About the same time, her foreign-born A-list tweener boyfriend turned adult singer was having sex with a waitress that had served the couple a few nights earlier. And that was Sophie Turner at Hillary Clinton's Women's International Luncheon. So Joe was allegedly fucking in the bathroom of Hillary Clinton's luncheon.
The PR team for this Game of Thrones actress keeps releasing stories talking about engagement and marriage between the actress and her celebrity boyfriend. She's having them do this to pressure him into asking. Not the way to do it. Actually, apparently it is the way to do it.
Yeah, apparently she got her man and stabbed her flag at him and said, "He's mine."
This next line that you're about to read, Troy, my hand is on my chest like I'm cutting pearls.
This foreign A-list tweener, who was an adult B-plus list singer, didn't seem to be thinking about his girlfriend when he joined in on a paid-for threesome with this celebrity offspring slash wannabe model and the B-list actor she has been hooking up with a lot lately for financial support. That's Joe, fucking Haley Baldwin, and Mr. Wilmer Valderrama. And that's the thing about Wilmer is I feel like he created his own sort of pussy posse, if you will. Like, he had his own version of that, of like just him and like douchey boys. And also, by the way, speaking of Wilmer, I'll never forget this. I recorded an episode a million years ago with Darlene from Like, Do You Remember This? Mm-hmm. And she met Wilmer. And the first thing I asked was like, was he magnetic? Did you want to fuck him? Like, is it all true? And she said that he walked up to her. She was like selling some product in a Whole Foods, like at a stand. And he walked up to her and like, obviously he knew like, this girl knows who I am. She's young, she's attractive, like all about his ego. And he went directly to her because he wanted her to want to fuck him. You know what I mean? Like totally ego thing. And she said, yeah, he was like very magnetic and like, you could just tell he has no problem walking up to girls and fucking anybody he wants.
I've also heard he has a huge dick.
He allegedly has a monster sized dick. And women who have dated him have confirmed it. The devils are always born with big dicks. That's just how it works. The most satanic men. Literally, like, God says, let's make this one a little complicated. We'll make him beautifully attractive, giant dick, and we'll rot his brain.
Oh my God. Perhaps adopting a dog is what this foreign B plus list, mostly television actress, who's going to need to find steady work outside her hit show to keep having a career, thinks will save her relationship. It won't. Her celebrity boyfriend is bored and tired of hiding his cheating. Of course, that's Sophie with Joe.
This former A-plus list tweener has been trying to split from this foreign-born actress girlfriend for weeks. Every time he starts, though, she breaks down and he backs off. I think this is why he used to break up with people by text.
And this is the final blind of 2017. It must be fun for this foreign-born B-plus list, mostly television actress on a very hit pay cable show, to be on location and watching her celebrity boyfriend date other women. Don't believe any publicist hype you see saying the celebrity boyfriend and his dates are just friends. And that is when Sophie was filming, and apparently Joe was seen with Danny Vitale.
And we are now in 2018. This former A-plus list tweener turned B-plus list adult singer, about to try and recapture that old tweener fame, abruptly left a party he was attending. His girlfriend knew that he was hammered and wanted him out there before anything bad happened. He wanted to stay, but it was going to be bad. She grabbed him and forced him outside. And that's, of course, Sophie. As is his custom, this former A-plus list tweener turned A-minus list adult singer in a group was recently cheating on his actress girlfriend. If she's not with him, he cheats, period. It's like, okay, Auntie, we get it. Like, he will beat these fucking cheating rumors about everybody into the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
He cheats, whether she likes it or not. It's like, yeah, we know, we get it.
Brotherly love? Well, not really. More of a brotherly alibi. One celebrity brother makes sure a photo of him kissing a woman gets leaked to the tabloids. Meanwhile, though, the woman is actually hooking up with the other celebrity brother, but he has an actress girlfriend who's already suspicious. Nice alibi. And that's Nick, Joe, and Sophie. And then it says possibly Annalisa Azzaredo is the one that was kissing Nick.
I'm not sure what pills he was popping, but this former tween singer turned adult singer turned tweener rebooter was having a really good time in the desert last night. He has had some substance abuse issues in the past, but last night looked to be just about having as much fun as possible without going overboard. Tune in tonight, though, to see if anything changes.
I think he actually posted that picture on his TikTok and was like, I was on drugs. It's when he was at Coachella. Yeah.
Oh.
He was like, when I thought nobody knew I was on drugs.
Oh.
So he's kind of owning some of it, but not all of it.
Yeah. That's very on brand for the Jonas Brothers.
I know. Ah, young love. The kind where you say fuck it and get wasted on coke and booze and show the world how much you love each other. Interestingly enough, the companions to the wasted couple showed no such bodily fluid exchange and barely seemed interested in anything other than their respective phones. So that is A-minus list foreign born actress, Sophie Turner, Joe Jonas, Nick Jonas, Priyanka Chopra, and apparently this took place at the US Open Tennis Championship. And then the following blind. The drug use is getting out of control for this illiterate former boy bander turned A-list adult singer. And of course, that's Joe, and that's in 2018, so.
This foreign-born B-plus list actress from a soon-to-be-ending hit pay cable show might want to pay closer attention to her celebrity boyfriend. Let me guess, he cheats? There's a porn star who says that she has had unprotected sex with him at least once a week. And that's Sophie Turner, and you'll never believe it, Mr. Joe Jonas. Allegedly, he cheats. This illiterate former A-plus list tweener yelled at his actress girlfriend at a restaurant because she dropped and shattered a vial of coke while she was in the bathroom.
Is it weird? I always just assumed him and Sophie were like super into party drugs and just did them together all the time.
I don't think that's weird to assume. I mean, I would imagine that, like, I've always had it in my mind that whoever he was going to end up with would, like, be into what he's into.
And I've always thought Sophie was, like, a good-ass time.
Yeah, for sure.
So we are jumping all the way to 2021. The 2021 Stick the Knife in the Back singer, A Little Deeper, continues for the illiterate model. She and wife of this illiterate A-list singer are now best friends, and she took the members of this family musical group out to dinner. And that is Karlie Kloss trying to fuck with Taylor Swift, allegedly, by hanging out with Sophie Turner, Joe Jonas, and Haim. And Haim's like best friends with Taylor.
I love when our episodes like circle jerk each other.
Me too.
It's so fun.
Also, that's such like an ex thing to do. I'm just saying that. That's such an ex thing to do.
Oh, totally. Yes. And like Haim is such the perfect girl. Like they're the perfect girls I would imagine to be stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
Just trying to be cool with everybody. But like, you know, it's just funny. It's silly. And this is the last blind. And this is from 2021. The new music to promote and using the carrot of a possible pregnancy. This celebrity couple consisting of an actress and a singer have paps waiting to pay them money if they want to take a walk and be photographed. So they do it once a day now. And that's Sophie Turner and Joe, obviously. I mean, they really love those fucking walks. My God.
They do. And she is pregnant again. So congratulations to them.
Listen, I think that they're pretty cute together. I really do. And I actually, like, for whatever reason, their pap walk photos never bother me, ever. Like,
I agree.
I never look at them and think, ugh, gross. Like, I don't know. They're fine, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think Sophie Turner is what made me like Joe Jonas. And those, I always say HBO, the Amazon Prime documentaries. I was kind of like, oh, he does actually have like a soul. I don't know.
Right. I also liked in that documentary that they kind of acknowledged that the real talent of the group was Nick and that they only really did music because Nick wanted to do it. Like they kind of just copied him.
Mm-hmm.
And it became like the family business to do music because Nick wanted to be in the arts and like it was his dream.
So the thing is, Nick's manager or whoever was trying to get him signed told the family, do you have any other siblings? Because it's easier to market brothers than it is to market a solo artist. And that's how it all happened.
That's wild to me.
Yeah. I mean, I think I found that out because my friend went on a date with that uncle guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that was in the documentary. So you guys are just getting like extra Jonas Brothers tea. But it's easier to market a band of like Hanson, right? Imagine if it was just Taylor Hanson.
Right.
You need the other ones.
You need them. It's true. And whenever boy bands or girl groups hit, it's because we are like, I've done so much like research about this and we're always like due for, we need them at the moment, you know?
Yeah.
Like whether it's like British Invasion or whatever, like it's because it hasn't happened in a while. And we needed them when they hit. It was time for a boy band.
Now, I have a question. Now that we're having this conversation, do you consider Jonas Brothers a boy band?
I would use the blind item term manufactured boy band, the way that they describe the, like One Direction and stuff. Like, they're not even a real band to me, if that makes sense. They're a fully manufactured band. I don't know. Do you consider them a boy band?
I don't.
Just a band?
I think boy bands are very specific, okay? I'm going to sound like that movie Together. Remember that from MTV? A million
years ago? Oh, yes.
You need to have 4 to 5 members who all have their own look. They need to, like, the bad girls, whoever's listening, and you're an AJ girl, I know what you were like when you were a teenager. I'm just going to say that, okay?
Oh, yes.
I don't hate you for it. I'm just saying.
Hopefully you've grown out of wine coolers.
Hope you've grown out of dating AJs and K-Feds. Yeah. If you haven't, same. But But you need like that group where everyone's a little bit different,
mm-hmm.
and you can't play a fucking instrument.
So you wouldn't consider Hanson a boy band?
No.
Yeah.
I consider them like a band of brothers.
You're not wrong. I mean, it's true. Like, if it really is a boy band, you do need, there's a formula.
Yeah, there is a formula, and you need each guy to be similar enough where you can believe that they're friends,
mm-hmm.
but they all need to be different enough because there are so many different fans and they need to have a favorite.
Yeah.
If they're all brothers, that's kind of like, I mean, I know Kevin, Joe, and Nick are different.
Right.
But there's still like that little aspect where it's like, well, they're all related.
No, I think that you're right. I don't, maybe I wouldn't consider them a boy band at all. Definitely still would use the term manufactured.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I would say that they're a boy band.
And I think boy bands need to have dance music.
Yeah. You're right. Because were there other, like, was there another boy band, like an actual boy band that was really popular during the time of the Jonas Brothers? No, right?
No. In like
2008?
I mean, maybe Big Time Rush, but I would consider them a boy band because they're all different enough,
right?
But still similar.
So it's probably more so that the Jonas Brothers were like filling a void.
Absolutely.
For a boy band, because we needed one at the time and we didn't have one.
The only trios that I can think of would be Hanson, LFO,
yeah,
BB Mac, and Jonas Brothers.
Were there any girl groups? I mean, was there like a real popular girl group in 2008 that was like dominant, aside from like the Pussycat Dolls? Because I don't really count them.
With Danity Kane, they were already broken up, right?
Danity Kane, yeah. Yeah. It was a weird time. Like, we needed something.
Right.
You know? So you're right.
Yeah, so I don't consider them a boy band, and I'm glad we had this conversation.
Me too. I see the light. I get what you mean. I agree with you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think that Joe is rotted?
I think Joe, honestly, ever since our Emma Roberts episode where I kind of went really, and Ariana Grande, both of those episodes where I really went in on both of them, and mm-hmm. people were like, they're products of Disney and Nickelodeon, or I guess those two are Nickelodeon. I think Joe is rotted the way any celebrity is. I don't think you can get to celebrity and not be at least like a little rotted.
Yeah.
But I think he's such a product of his environment.
I think so too. And he seems very tortured.
He seems to be aware too.
Yeah.
But he can't say anything because Disney, although they're not attached to Disney, I'm sure they still have their claws in them somehow.
Totally. Yeah, they definitely just feel, all of them feel restricted. Like, they're not allowed to say what they really want to say. I feel like people do not know them at all.
Yeah.
Like, even their biggest fans don't know them. You know? They're so put on, and like their personalities publicly just seem so like disconnected from who they are. I feel like there's just a lot of smoke and mirrors, and I kind of feel bad for the Jonas Brothers, if I'm going to be honest with you.
Me too. Because they were a part of that purity ring craziness, and I could be totally wrong with this, because like I said, like when they came out, I thought I was like a cool high schooler who couldn't listen to them.
Right.
But I feel like they got a lot more pressure about their purity rings than like Miley or Demi. When Demi and Miley took their rings off, everyone was like, whoa. But when the Jonas Brothers did, it was like, whoa.
Yeah. It was a real statement because they were boys.
Yeah.
Boys saying that they were virgins publicly. I mean.
That's true. That's true. We've always gotten like Jordan Sparks and Britney and yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's different. So there's got to be a lot of trauma there. And if they are, like, if they have been struggling with their sexualities that whole time and having it be manipulated and controlled and under contract and, you know, I just can't even wrap my head around that. So I agree. I think that he's just kind of like your run-of-the-mill young Hollywood hunky guy that was like, you know, chewed up and spat the fuck out.
I agree. I mean, I think there's definitely like, you know, if you cheat, in my opinion, I'm not like super into cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just Hollywood, it seems.
Yeah. The cheating stuff, after we've done so many episodes about celebrities, I'm just kind of like surprised that it's even still. Like, I still get surprised that Inti has such a hard-on about it.
Yeah.
I mean, the way that he reports it for 20 years for these people, it's like, my God, like, I don't know. I just don't understand the point. I know I've said it a million times, but I don't get the point of being in a relationship that you know you're not going to, I don't get it.
Yeah, I agree. I think Sophie Turner made me really like Joe.
Yeah.
And I hope they stay together.
We're rooting for you.
Because if you're not together, I'm not going to like Joe.
And what's Joe going to do every day if not walk up and down the streets of fucking Times Square and get photographed in his crossbody bags?
Maybe I'll run into him, Troy.
Please do. Please do.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. As you guys know, we have our first virtual show with Moment House. Tickets are in our bio, link in our bio. And we're having brunch in Nashville. I'm going back to Nashville. Troy's never been. I can't wait to show him the city. So make sure you guys show out for brunch because Troy and I know how to brunch.
If there's one thing we know, it's how to brunch. I'm so excited. And when we get to Nashville, Kelly's going to discover that I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm going to get up on the Grand Ole Opry and really boot kick and do all the things. Root
and that is how the podcast ends. Troy becomes a country singer.
Yeah. But we love you.
Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you rate, subscribe, tell your friends to listen to a podcast about alleged stuff. And yeah, we'll talk to you next week. And
bye. Bye.